Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are in part two of our shiurim on the topic of Ad Delo Yoda Bein Arur Haman Levaruch Mordechai. And as I said in the previous shiur, we are basing ourselves on the Sefer Chachmei Lev Chelek Hei. Now we're up to page 968. Today we're going to discuss something very, very interesting. Nekama. We know that Nekama is a midah maguna. It's a very terrible midah. And a person who is wise, a person who is elevated, is able to elevate himself from the past and go forward b'derech ha-melech, malko shel olam, in the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not take vengeance, not take nekama. And therefore, we wonder to ourselves, if that's true, if it's so true that we're not people of nekama, and that a wise person, a maskil, is able to be misroimim, is able to elevate himself from the past and not take vengeance, then how come so many generations have passed and we're still celebrating that day, Asher Sibra Oyvei Ahudim Lishlot Behem? The Goyim, the enemies of the Jews, wanted to destroy us, and we instead destroyed them. And we're so happy every year to take Nekama. And we say, Arur Haman Asher Bikesh Le'abdi. And we say, cursed is Haman, who wanted to destroy us. Why is that? That we're still taking revenge after so many generations. So let's understand. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zechor Eis Asher Asalcha Amalek Baderech B'tzeischem Mitzrayim. We're commanded in the Torah to remember what Amalek did to us. Says the Medrash, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Mem Dalet. Amru Lo Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosev Echadoim Zechor Eis Asher Asalcha Amalek V'Kosev Echadoim Zechor Eis HaMashabes L'Katsha Hechizkayim V'Shneim. The Jewish people said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't understand. One pasuk says to remember what Amalek did to you. Another pasuk says to remember Shabbos. How can we fulfill both pasukim? How can we remember what Amalek did to us and remember the day of Shabbos? L'chor, it's a stira, it's a contradiction. Remembering what Amalek did to you and remembering Shabbos. Zezachor v'zezachor, this is remembering and this is remembering. How do we reconcile this contradiction? Amar la Moshe. Moshe answered them, Lo dome koshel konditim l'koshel chometz. You can't compare a cup of wine to a cup of vinegar. Zekos, vinegar. Zekos, v'zekos. This is a cup, and this is a cup. Zachor l'shmo l'kadesh is a Shabbos, and ember zachor shem a Shabbos l'kadesho. Zachor is to remember and guard and sanctify the Shabbos, as it says, remember the Shabbos, to sanctify it. V'zeh zachor l'oinesh, and this is a zachor to remember, to punish. This memory, this remembrance, is to punish. As it says, zachor eitz asher asalucha amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you. Ad kan midivrei ha-medrash. And this medrash is sasum v'chasum. It doesn't make sense at all. On the surface, of course. What contradiction do the Jewish people find between these two zechiros? What's the contradiction between these two remembrances? We can really be mekayim both of them. You can be mekayim zachor zem shabbos l'kadsho and zachor etz asher asalcha Amalek. There's enough room in our heart to remember what Amalek did to us and to remember the day of Shabbos. So what's the medrash saying? Oh, how are you mekayim both psukim? What's the problem? And Moshe Rabbeinu's answer also doesn't make sense. What was Moshe Rabbeinu being mechadish to the Jewish people? No, this is zachor l'kadesh, and this is zachor l'oinish. This is to remember, to sanctify Shabbos, and this is to remember to punish Amalek. Of course, what was he telling us that we didn't know? Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu's answer, he's telling us something we don't know. What is he telling us that we don't know? And then what's the mashal of the two cups? A cup of wine, a cup of vinegar. And he says they're both cups. So what's the pesher of this medrash? What does this mean? He says, you can't compare a cup of wine to a cup of vinegar. This is a cup and this is a cup. So, you can drink wine, and you can drink vinegar. And not because wine is different than vinegar. But because you can drink both wine and vinegar. But the nimshel seems to be, no. That since they're different, since this is wine and this is vinegar, therefore you can drink both. Since this is onesh, and this is remembering to sanctify, you can remember both of them. Since amalek is a punishment, and Shabbos is to remember to sanctify it, you can do both. Because they're different. Why dafka? Because they're different. Even if they were the same, you can still drink both of them. So we have to understand the mashal. So again, we have a number of questions, sweetest friends. We have a question of why the nekama, after so many generations. And then we're trying to understand the medrash. Why does the medrash find a problem remembering Shabbos and remembering what Amalek did to you? And what's Moshe Rabbeinu's answer that this is for punishment and this is to remember to sanctify? We know that on our own. And what is this mashal of the two cups? This is vinegar and this is wine. And you can drink both of them. It's not a problem, since they're different. But even if they weren't different, we asked, you can still have both of them. You can drink both of them. It's not because they're different. You can drink both wine and vinegar. So what is the medrash all about? The Sefer Achinuch explains the lav of lo sikom, not to take revenge. Why not? Why shouldn't one take revenge? Answer. Because everything that happens to you comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nobody can do anything to you if God doesn't want him to. And therefore, if a person says the Sefer HaChinuch causes you pain or anguish, you should know that it's from God, it's your sins, maybe another reason, but this is all an act of God, and it's not, you shouldn't therefore take revenge against the person, and you shouldn't think, oh, how am I going to take vengeance? Because he's not the reason that it happened. It's the sin. And that's what David HaMelech Olav HaShalom said, Hanichu lo b'yakadol. He said about Shimi ben Geira, let him curse me, because that's what God wants him to do. Ki amar lo Hashem yizbarach. He said, that's what God wants. Since that's what God wants, oy bazoy, if that's the case, then don't start up with Shimi ben Geira. It's all from God. So therefore we see that Nekhima, Netira, taking revenge, is rooted in a pagam in emuna. Somebody who has complete emuna knows that those who come up against him for evil are only kigars and biyad achotzev. They're like the person, like God is wielding the axe and these people are the axe. And you shouldn't complain against the person. It's my own fault. It's my own averos or other reasons. But it should prompt me to do tshuva, and I shouldn't get mad at this person. I should see this coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Shabbos is a sign. Va'olam ki sheish yomi masa Hashem es haShemayim v'esaaretz, and the Kadmonim already teach us that if you believe in the Bria, you believe in Hashgacha, because it doesn't make sense that God creates the world and He left. So now we can begin to understand, sweetest friends. The Jewish people had a question. One pasuk says, "Zachar Siyom Shabbos Lekachoy." What does that mean? That God created the world? That God is running the world? If God is running the world, there's no room for vengeance. So therefore, how do you reconcile that with the pasuk of Zachar Siyom Shabbos Zachar Tzeshar Zachar Amalek, remembering what Amalek did to you? Because if you remember Shabbos, you're not going to want to get back at Amalek. You're not going to hate Amalek. Because you realize that Amalek is only the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Yud, Pasuk Hey, Hoy Ashur Shevet Api, Ashur Assyria, they're just God's axe, God's staff. It's not really Ashur who's doing anything to us. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Jewish people asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Hech Yizkai Mushneihem, how could we be Mekayim both Psukim? Zachar Yisrael Shabbos Lekatcho and Zachar Yisrael Zachar Amalek. Remember Shabbos and remember what Amalek did to you. Shabbos means God's running the world. There's no room for vengeance. Remember what Amalek did to you means you have to take revenge against Amalek. So how the Jewish people asked Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Medrash, how do you reconcile both Psukim? And on that Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and he was Mechadesh, that Zachar is Laonesh. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvos HaSei Kuf Pai Tes. And in Hilchos Melachim Perakai, Ulucha Hai. והמצווה שציוונו לזכור מה שעשה לנו המלאק מהקדימו להרע לנו, ושנאמר וזה בכל העץ ועץ ונאור הנפשס במאמרים ללחם בי. We are commanded to remember what Amalek did to us when he tried to do evil to us. And we should say it at all times and arouse the souls with words to wage war against Amalek. Halo tira shmul anavi kishis chilas asa mitzvah zoi seichasa shizach etchila maaseo harabach kach tziva lahar gam. And we see with Shmuel anavi that first when they went to wage war against Amalek, first he talked about the terrible thing that Amalek did. And then and only then they went to fight against Amalek. V'u'amar pakarati es asher asa Amalek liYisrael, asher sam lo baderech balosa b'mitzrayim. I remember what Amalek did to the Jewish people on their way up from Egypt. So that's what it means that Zachar is la'onesh. In other words, the tachlis of the zikaron is to arouse the hatred. The purpose of remembering is to arouse the hatred so we can be makayim mechias Amalek b'shleimus. So even though mipchinat hargasha yishit shel hanizok, from the perspective of my own personal pain, my own personal hurt, I have to nullify and eliminate the feeling of hatred by thinking about the fact that this is all comes from God. That's all on the level of my idea. Nevertheless, there's also a halach of schar ba'onesh. And mitzad schar va'onesh, the mazik is definitely responsible for his deeds, and he's punished. In other words, there are two levels. There's the level of the nizok and the level of the mazik. The nizok, the one who's damaged, the one who's harmed, has to say that this all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mazik yet still has to pay a price and still has to be punished. That we know in Judaism, we don't say it's from God, so you can steal, you can kill, you can pillage. Everything is fine, it's all from God. No, person does a deed, he still has bechira, and therefore he has to pay for his deeds. So why are we taking vengeance against Amalek? Not for us, but to be Mekayim the ownership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the Zechir of Amalek, that's what the Medrash is saying, is Berama Shel Onesh, V'zeh Zachor La Onesh, this is Zachor Eis Asher Zalcha Amalek, is Mitzad the Onesh, that we have to give Amalek the Onesh. It's only in the context of Onesh. And that's why we have to arouse our hatred, in order to be Mekayim the Onesh. And that's incidentally why before David HaMelech died, the last thing he did was command his son to take care of Shimi ben Gera. He has to kill Shimi ben Gera. Wait a second, David HaMelech, you said no revenge. The answer is, I heard from Rav Katz Shlita, the Rosh Kol of Tivaryeh, that if he would have done it, or I heard in his name or from him, I don't remember which, if he would have done it when David HaMelech was alive, then it would have been like his own vengeance. It would have been to satisfy his own needs. So he said before he died, I'm not going to see it, I'm not going to enjoy it, and I want you to do it anyway, because this is Nikmas Hashem. It's not about me, it's about the punishment. There are two levels, sweetest friends. There's a level of our own feelings there. We have to say, no, it all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But dafka, with respect to Amalek, we see a special din that we have to eliminate, eradicate Amalek, because they deserve it as a punishment. So it's not about our own personal selves. It's Nikmash Hashem. That's also what it says about Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen Heshiv es Chamasi b'kano es Kinasi b'socham v'lo Kelisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi. It was Kinas Hashem. It wasn't Kinas Pinchas. It was Kinas Hashem. So it has nothing to do with his own feelings. It's all about Hashem. That we have to take vengeance for Hashem, because that's the onus we're giving to Amalek. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, that it's like a kos of konditun and a kos of chametz, a cup of wine and a cup of chometz, a cup of vinegar. The cup of wine, when you drink it, it makes you glad, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. But why do you drink vinegar? You drink vinegar for refuah. Look in the Radal. Rav Weinfeld, who's from whose sefer we're learning, says to look in the Radal, in Tehillim, Kuvdala Tesvav. Maybe he means the Radak and it's a typo. Could very well be. So, he says, that why do you drink vinegar? You drink vinegar for refuah, for healing, and yayin one drinks for pleasure. And so too these two zechiros. Zachar Sema Shabbos Lekacho is the kos of konditun, is the cup of wine. So that the zechira here is a tachlis latzma, and this zechira has to light our lives to believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is b'gzeiras elyon, as the famous song goes. Ha'akol b'gzeiras elyon, ha'akol b'gzeiras elyon. Whereas the zachar of zachar is eshel zachar amalek. That's the coast of Chometz. And that we need for a specific tachlis. Like a coast of refuah. In other words, it's not an end in and of itself. It's a means. That's Zachar La'onesh. That's the Zechira of Amalek. And therefore one doesn't contradict the other. The Zechira of Amalek is like a cup of vinegar. That's very different. That's not a tachlis l'atzma. That's for refuah. It's a means to an end. Whereas the wine is an end in and of itself. Remembering Shabbos is the wine. It's an end in and of itself. To know that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's Ashgach in the world. Whereas the vinegar, sweetest friends, that is only a means to an end. That's only l'refuah. As Rav Weinfeld Shlita quotes in the name of the Mefarshim, that why do we drink vinegar? We drink it for refuah. I don't know, today people drink vinegar for refuah, but maybe back then that's what they used to use for refuah, and that's what the Medrash is saying. And therefore, what's the refuah? It's just a means to an end. So too here, we're just drinking the vinegar, we're just punishing Amalek, we're just hating Amalek, it's a means to an end. We have to be Mekayim the Din Onesh. But Onesh is never an end in and of itself. It's not the ultimate purpose. The ultimate purpose is to be Mekayim Dvar Hashem. The ultimate purpose really of all punishment is to bring the world back into the Kav of Chesed. Din is only the Svarim HaKadoshim teach us to bring the Chesed. Strict judgment is only to bring back the kindness. So this is only for an Onesh. This is only to bring us back to the world of kindness. That's what Amalek needs, but it's not an end in and of itself, Chas V'Shalom. There's no pleasure in the vinegar. There's no pleasure in destroying Amalek. There's a famous story. Somebody once asked the Chazon Ish if it's a mitzvah to vote in the Israeli elections, to vote for a religious party. So the Chazon Ish reportedly answered, yes. So the person said, is it a mitzvah like eating matzah? And the Chazon Ish said, no, it's a mitzvah like eating maror. It's a bitter mitzvah, we gotta do it. So this also, it's one of those bitter mitzvahs. We have to do it. Like it says, or the Rabbi Shlita says that when Pinchas went to kill Zimri, so it says, Vayikach haromach biyado, he took the spear in his hand. Why did the Pasuk say? Of course, if he killed him with the spear, he took it into his hand. But his answer was that some people, they walk around with the spear in their hand all day, waiting to see who they can take vengeance against. They're very, very excited about the mitzvah. Here, we're not excited about the mitzvah. Here, Pinchas wasn't excited about the mitzvah. He wasn't walking around with a spear waiting to pierce somebody. No, he saw it had to be done, so he had to take the spear. Other people walk around with a spear all day. Here, this zachar is la'onesh. Here, it's only vinegar. Here, it's not a tachlis bifnei atzma. So that's the nekama. The nekama is only nikmas Hashem. It's not an end in and of itself. It's only a means to the end. You have to carry out the onesh, the man Hashem. Whereas the zachar, Yom Shabbos Lekacho, that we look at as something directly relating to us in this world that we're very happy about. That's Yain Yisamach Labav Enosh. We're happy to keep Shabbos. We're happy to keep Shabbos. That's Yisamach Levav Enosh. That's the Zachor. And this is so beautiful, man. That's why do we have wine for Kiddush? Maybe that's why. That's this Medrash. It's a kos of konditun. It's a cup of wine. That's the Zachor. That's Yisamach Levav Enosh. We're happy for that. We're happy to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the wine. That's the sweetness. That's the Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh of Shabbos, of remembering that God is running the world. Says in the pasuk, "Lasses nekama bagoyim tochechos balu umim, lesser malchem zikim nechbedem b'chavlei varzel." We talk about taking revenge against the Goyim, rebuking the nations, tying up their kings with chains, and their respected ones with iron. Lazos ben mishpat kasuv hadar hu l'chol chasidav haleluka. To do for them the written judgment, this is glorious for all of his chasidim. God should be praised. This is a pasuk we say every day in davening. It's from Tehillim Kuf Mem Tes, pasuk Zion. So what's the idea behind this pasuk? So the answer is that be'emes, the will to see nekama basonim is a midah ra, and even against goyim, we don't enjoy taking nekama. If it's a personal vendetta, we don't believe in personal vendettas. Bin polay vecho al tismach. But if a person's mishtoikek lirois binikmas sayne Yisrael, loy mitzada hergesh lo, if a person wants to see the downfall of the Rishayim, not because of his own feelings, but rather because this is the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his world, that the God of vengeance should appear, and he should judge the nations righteously, and all of the evil should dissipate like smoke. So then he wants to fulfill all the what it says in the Nevi'im, all the Pesukim in Tanakh, then it's not a Midah Maguna, that the Tanakh tells us that the Rashaim are going to fall. So if that's why a person wants vengeance, that's a good thing. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Lasas Nakama Bagoyim, Lasas Behem Mishpat Kasuv. Beautiful. That why do we want to do Nakama again and take vengeance and revenge against the Goyim? Because Lasas Behem Mishpat Kasuv, to carry out against them the written judgment. We want to be Makayim what it says in the Torah. That the Torah tells us about all that sometimes we have to take revenge against our enemies, against Amalek, and we have to kill the Shiva Amimin. That's the Mishpat Kasuv, and that's the and the Yehudim of the Navi, that one day that there's going to be no more evil in the world. So we want to be Makayim that there's going to be all the evil is going to be eradicated. And therefore it's glorious for Hadu L'chol Chasidov. Navi Yoyen Nekama Zul L'chol Chasidov. Who? Who's taking Nekama, sweetest friends? The Chasidim. And that's why the Gemara says nobody was metaking v'lo malshinim until Shmuel HaKotem came around. Dafka, a person who's humble, a person who's small, he's metaking v'lo malshinim al tisikva, davening for the downfall of the Rishayim. That's only if you have a pure heart. Only then you can be metaking such a bracha. You have to be very humble. It's not about yourself. You need to be a great tzaddik to be metaking such a bracha. And therefore the Gemara says that's who had to be metaking it. Such a great tzaddik, such a humble person. But not everybody can be mitaken, because then why do you want revenge against the Rishayim? You want revenge against the Rishayim because of Chas V'Shalom, of one's own personal vendetta. One is angry. One wants to get back of them. One wants sweet revenge. What does it say in the Rambam? That we don't want Mashiach to come so we can take revenge against the Goyim. Not about us. It's so that we can just sit and learn. Just to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we want Mashiach to come. But it's not so we can see the vengeance taken against the Goyim. We're not interested in that. And anything we do is dafka l'chol chasidov. It's dafka l'chasidim, the tzaddikim. They want revenge against the Goyim only mitzad Hashem. And that was David HaMelech before he died. It wasn't nikmasa. It was nikmas Hashem. And that's bekano as kinasi. It's my own vengeance that Pinchas was taking. Not his own. And that explains the Gemara, the Meseches Sanhedrin, Tzadi Tes Amr Aleph. That a certain min said to Rabbi Eliezer, when's Mashiach coming? And he says, when you Rishayim have darkness, he says, what, are you cursing me? And he said, no, shtaitin pusik, it's a pasuk. Ki hine kichoshech yichasve aretz ve'arufel lu'umim ve'alayich yizrach Hashem. When the darkness covers the earth and fog the nations, and God will shine upon you. So what's pshat in this Gemara? Beautiful, that the Rishayim, the pasuk says that the Rishayim are going to be in darkness. He says, I'm not cursing you. I'm not interested in cursing other people. But the pasuk says that this is going to be the way it is. So I'm just waiting for the nevuah, of the yeod of the Nevi'im, the vision of the Nevi'im to be fulfilled. So it's not about me. I'm not interested in cursing you, but that's what the pasuk says. So that's why I'm interested, because that's Dvar Hashem. That for you guys, you Mishayim, it's going to be darkness, and for the Tzaddikim, there's going to be light. So So this is such a beautiful idea that it's not about our own personal feelings. Mitzad ourselves, we say it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're just God's staff. However, the Pasuk says that they have to be punished. As far as them being punished, that's the Chomis, that's the Refuah. We have to bring the Refuah to the world. As far as them being punished. And therefore we understand Moshe Rabbeinu saying, hey, the wine is different than the vinegar. It looks like a stira, because why should we take revenge against Amalek if it's all from God? The answer is no. The answer is that it's very, very sweet to keep Shabbos. Shabbos means we know everything is from God. And despite that, we still can take revenge against Amalek because this is an onesh. We have to carry out the onesh that it says in the Torah. There's a pasuk. Many people are bothered by. Yismach tzadik ki chaza nakam pa'am av yirchatz bedam arasha. A tzadik is happy because he sees revenge. His feet he washes in the blood of the Rishayim. And a person will say, just the fruits for the tzaddik, there is a God judging on earth. The Hillel Perikin and Ches. So in the Sefer Lev Avram, written by a Goyim Rabbi Avram Weinfeld, so he says, also he also gave the Perish before on the Lasis Nakama Bagoyim, and he says, what's pshat in this pasuk? Yesh lefarish dinei lechore lo arotzen liris nakama bagot basoine midagrui. To want to see nekama, to want to take revenge against the enemy, that lechore is an evil midah. The kan ksiv yismach tzadik. A tzadik is happy ki chaza nakam when he sees vengeance. And pa'am av yirchatz bedam arasha, and his feet he's going to wash in the blood of the rasha. Sounds cruel. It sounds like a midah of achzarias and of cruelty. And the Jewish people are rachmanim b'nei rachmanim. So what does this pasuk mean? How can we daven for this? Yismach tzadik ki chaza nakam pa'am av yirchatz bedam arasha. And the answer is that when is revenge evil? Says Rav Weinfeld, Zecha tzadik livracha, kol zera v'achzarim haratzen hazeh bokadei lirvo says tzimayin el nekama. This is only evil if it comes to satisfy your thirst for revenge. Aval ha-mishtekek lezeh b'chdei shizgale ha-tzedek ha-shmeimi v'yitkadesh mo yizbarach ba'olam oz ein bazeh achzariyut klal. If you want to see it because you want that the divine justice should be carried out, then it's not cruel at all. And adarava, that's the tikkun of the Rasha, like it says in the Medrash. We don't know whose ma'isim are better, the ma'isim of the tzaddikim and the ma'isim of the Rishayim. And there the Medrash comes and says, and that Vayar Elokim Saor Kitov, God likes the light better, God likes the light of the tzaddikim. He likes the ma'isim of the tzaddikim, he likes the light more than he likes the darkness. So the Mefarshim wonder, what's pshat? How could we have a havamina that God likes the deeds of the Rishayim more than the tzaddikim? So the Svarim answer, maybe it's the Baal HaLashon, I don't remember who it is, but they say that ultimately, what's the purpose of the world? That we should see the hand of God. So therefore the Medrash is saying, I don't know. It doesn't matter which hand of God is active against the Rishayim or for the Tzaddikim. So maybe the deeds of the Rishayim are equal to us as the deeds of the Tzaddikim. Because the Rishayim are going to be punished and we're going to see Yad Hashem. And the Tzaddikim are going to be rewarded and we're going to see Yad Hashem. So it's a Zel B'Zach. So I don't know which one's better. Either way, we're going to see Yad Hashem. Either through Schar or through Onesh. And therefore the Medrash says, no, at the end of the day, Hashem prefers that his Onesh be through the deeds of that his hand be seen through the deeds of the Tzaddikim, through Schar and not through Onesh. But ultimately, the Havamina stays strong, that we ultimately the goal of Schar v'Onesh is to see Yad Hashem. So therefore, when we see Yad Hashem, even against the Rishayim, Yisnach Tzadik, only a Tzadik is a Sameach, not a regular person. A regular person has no right to be Sameach, because then it's like, oh, Baruch Hashem, they're getting their just desserts. We're getting revenge. It's not about our revenge. It's about when the Goyim start up with the Jewish people, as Rashi says in Chumash in one place, you're starting up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're starting up with the Jewish people. I think it's in Chumash. But we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Temei Daiva Nikel, we're God's representative on earth, we're God's witnesses. So if someone is starting with the Jewish people, the person is starting up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, "Yismach tzaddik ki chaza nakam, pa'am of yirchatz bedama rasha." That's why the tzaddik is happy, not because of his own vengeance, but because Hashem. Because now we see the tzaddik hashmeimi, we say the divine justice. And the pasuk concludes, "Vayomer adam ach pri la tzaddik ach yesh elokim shayftim ba'aretz." What does that mean? Explains Rashi, "Vaz yomer habrios vada yesh peros v'tashlam schar." V'maisa at tzaddikim. Shenikem HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikmasam. The Brios are going to say, there's definitely fruits, there's definitely reward in the deeds of the tzaddikim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took vengeance on their behalf. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about himself, he's worrying about us. But we're not worrying about ourselves. We're doing it, we're happy for God's sake. Because we see the divine justice. And since that's the purpose of the nekama, there's no pgam at all. And now we get back to Purim. When the wine comes in, nichnas yayin yotzes sod. Shemiprinata hargasha ishita pnimit ein anu dorshim et kilato shel haman. As far as our own personal feelings, we're not interested in Haman being cursed. Ad lo yoda. We don't know. We don't know. We're not mischaber. Vayedoda mischave isha yidiyas ischabrus. We don't know. We don't know. We're not mischaber to Arur Haman. Ad lo yoda bein Arur Haman. We don't connect to that at all. What does it matter to us about Haman? Haman being cursed. Why should I want revenge against Haman? But it's ad lo yoda bein Arur Haman l'Baruch Mordechai. There's no difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai in our eyes. Why? Because it's all about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know the difference. The ma'asim of the tzaddik and the ma'asim of the rishayim are the same in our eyes because ultimately we're seeing the hand of God. So we have no yediyah, no ischaber to our own personal Arur Haman. But we put it in the same category, we mix it up, there's no difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. From both of them, divine justice is carried out. And that's what matters to us. We're happy as far as we're concerned that Mordechai is blessed and Haman is cursed. For us, it's the same thing because ultimately it's God coming out. So Ein Achinami, in the ideal world where there is no Amalek, we prefer that there would just be tzaddikim, there would just be Ma'aseh Tovim, there wouldn't be rishus at all in the world. But now we're living in a world, we have to make the best of the world that we have. So in the world that we have, we can get to a point where it's just the same in our eyes. It's the same, the Arur Haman and the Baruch Mordechai. That both of them is Dvar Hashem. And therefore we can even be happy at Arur Haman. Because it's Dvar Hashem. Because ultimately the goal is that God's name should be great. And that's why we drink wine. Maybe V'yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. We put ourselves in a good mood. When you're in a good mood, you're not so into taking revenge. In order to take revenge, you need to be mad. You need to be angry. So the Teretz is that it's not about us being mad or angry. Ultimately, we get so happy on Purim because we realize we're happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vengeance is carried out. So you're right, the mitzvah Zechiras Amalek is to remember to arouse hatred against Amalek. There is such a mitzvah. But ultimately, that's a mitzvah for us, a mitzvah of simcha. Because we're just happy. Yismach tzaddik ki chaza nakam. We're happy to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vengeance is being carried out. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we realize it's not about us. It's the refuah. That's how we make the tikkun. Timcha zecher amalek mitachas ha-shamayim. Their tikkun, there's no tikkun for them under the heavens. Their tikkun is to be wiped out. Rav Kook says there's a tikkun above the heavens. There is a place where there's a tikkun for amalek. So we're happy. We're happy to make the tikkunim. And we should all be zocha v'siyata d'shmaya. To have a Purim where it's ad lo yodim in Arur Haman l'Baruch Mordechai. Where we look at people, we look at our enemies, and we say, Rav Yisai, it's not about you. It's not about you if you would... We don't hate Arabs, chas v'shalom. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to wage a war. It means to defend ourselves. But it's not about our own personal vendetta. It's not that we want revenge. It's not that we want to get at somebody. I remember I knew somebody once, a neighbor of mine whose son was accidentally, quote-unquote, killed in the army. Mikre Rakne Hashem. But it was friendly fire. They were doing an exercise. And one of the Israelis shot at this boy and accidentally killed him. And they wanted to make a whole investigation, see who it was, punish the perpetrator. And the father of the boy said, right after he died, he said, what do you want to make an investigation for? It was from Hashem. It was a mistake that this person made because Hashem wanted to take my son. And that's it. And that's Zachar Yom Shabbos Lakacha, to realize that it's all from Hashem. And we fight wars against our enemies. So it's not about, oh, I want to get you back for everything you did. It's that you fought against Hashem. You fought against Am Hashem. And that's the revenge. Shall be zochah to purify our hearts. La'avdo b'leiv shalem. Amen, ken yi ratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.